We're CJMQ and we're interviewing Claire Jenkins tonight. She is the opening band for the show William Joseph tonight at Centennial Theater, Thursday, October 23rd, 8 p.m. So, Claire, tell us a bit about yourself and your music.
Sure. I grew up in Montreal and I now live in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Our band is usually six of us on stage, and we do sort of an eclectic mix of pop, folk, little bit of cabaret sort of thrown in there.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight, though, for William Joseph, it's going to be Tom Howell and myself playing as a duo, and I'll be doing French songs,
okay.
Some that I've written and some that I've translated, and then also interpreting others.
Okay, so you do a combination, sometimes French songs and sometimes English?
Yeah.
Okay, that's neat. Do you write your own songs?
I do, yeah. Most of my repertoire is stuff that I've written.
Mm-hmm.
And, usually, yeah, that's what's going on.
Okay, that's great. Now, are you just starting out, or have you been doing this for quite a long time, performing for quite a long time?
I guess this is our debut album.
Mm-hmm.
But I did study theater, so I have been performing for a while, but in terms of doing my own music, it's relatively new.
Okay, and your debut CD is Crow's Nest.
Yes.
Your producer is Don Kerr.
No, he plays with Ron Sexsmith. He's in Ron's band.
Okay.
And and has played with the Rheostatics and that kind of thing, and as well has produced people like Hidden Cameras and
mm-hmm.
countless others. He's Karen Ellis's album's coming out with him relatively soon, I think.
Okay, good. So how many songs will you be performing tonight?
I think about five.
Mm-hmm. Great. Mm-hmm. About five songs tonight, and will be like a cabaret pop kind of thing?
Well, tonight is really, we're doing a French repertoire, so
mm-hmm.
it'll be a song of Barbara and a poem of Jacques Prévert that was put to music by les Frères
mm-hmm.
Jacques, and so more, I guess, traditional cabaret
mm-hmm.
Chanteuse type of thing, yeah.
Okay, and where do you get your inspiration, Claire?
Oh, from ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, do you find that a background in theater helps give you a lot of inspiration and maybe make your music a little bit more unique, too?
I think that it definitely is sort of integrated into who I am as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Not
mm-hmm.
that that's easy. And so, you know, there's things that I enjoy doing with the visuals or interpretation that probably comes from that background for sure.
Okay, that's great. Now, do you have a website, Claire?
Yeah, you can find me at clairejenkins.com or as well at myspace/clairejenkins.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
good. And I would imagine that you'll have some of your CDs on sale too, Crow's Nest.
I will.
How did you get the name for the CD, Crow's Nest?
Crow's Nest? Mm-hmm. There's a bit of a nautical theme, I guess, in the album.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like the idea of, you know, being up there in the crow's nest
mm-hmm.
and sort of the observation tower and being able to see the weather coming, and I guess that's can be seen as a kind of metaphor.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. very interesting. Okay. Anything else you wanted to say about yourself or your music before we go, Claire?
We had a lovely tour this summer where
mm-hmm.
we got to go all the way to BC and back.
Wow.
Playing festivals, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just having a really good time with it, which is my favorite thing to be doing.
Is this your first time at Centennial here in Quebec?
Yeah, it's my first time playing in Sherbrooke.
Mm-hmm. Wow, okay, that's great. That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Good. Well, we look forward to seeing you, Claire.
Thanks so much, Maureen.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye now.
We just heard the song called 5 and 20 by Claire Jenkins, and it's all for album called 5 and 20.